Shalom, everyone. I'd be happy to pick up the reading. Sounds coming through all right. Great. I'm reading in the Holiest Book, Holiest 4, Tablet 1, about Islam. It's on page 72. Next, after the revelation, the word of God came to Prophet Muhammad. As it is described in the Revelation, both the seven churches and seven seals are descriptions of the seven truths which will be revealed to humanity through prophets, angels of the churches. Therefore, the next scripture after the Bible was revealed to the Muslims. In fact, the scripture for humanity is one that covers the descriptions of all the seven symbols in the greatest sign. The fourth sign and its scripture will be considered in this part. Historically, after Christianity covered a great part of the world for some centuries, the teaching of Christ lost its truth for the majority. Instead of following the example of Christ, people started to follow dogmas about the religion. Therefore, expectations of the coming of another great prophet increased in this later period. Prophet Muhammad was the one all were expecting. His mission was to finish the spiritual realization by bringing the fourth seal. With the awakening of the latent spiritual forces, longing to create the Koho, Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, sacrificing for this ideal, and surrendering and submitting to Him, the highest spiritual realization is achieved. Islam tried to establish this ideal, and for a short period of time it succeeded. We should remember that the Arab civilization then was so primitive that the people used to kill their female children or sell them in childhood. However, after Islam was established, in a short period of time, that same society became the center of world civilization. That shows how, with the proper environment and by following God's principles, a difference will be made for the progress of man. The explanation of the advent of Islam given above is historical. The spiritual explanation is that the coming of this new teaching for furthering the course of humanity was part of the promise given to Abram. Read the book, Children of Abram, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Also, the coming of Islam had been predicted in the Revelation. When the fourth seal is opened, pale horsemen. By adding this teaching to the Revelation, the Bible will become more complete. The basic teaching of the Quran consists of several points. There is only one God. He is the absolute power. He is just, merciful, and beneficent. There will be a last day of judgment, which is the resurrection from the dead or ignorance to life, spiritual knowledge. All things in the universe belong to God, and humans should only surrender and submit themselves to Him. In fact, Islam means to be surrendered and submissive to the Lord. And it is this which is the most important message of this religion. Some verses of importance will be described in the following pages for further explanation of the Quran. These verses will not reveal all the truth behind this scripture and religion, but will clarify that the truths revealed in the Quran are not different than in other scriptures. Also, this will shed light on some parts which have been misunderstood. In the book, Readings, the Quran, more verses and truths are revealed. To make the Quran more universal for those who are not familiar with the name Allah, one can substitute God for Allah, which are the same, in the verses in order to be able to relate to the truth which underlies the words of the Quran. Tablet 2. Surah, the family of Imran, what the Quran means by the devil, verses 14 and 15. The desire for pleasure from the objects of the senses which comes from women, lower nature, and offspring and stored up reserves of gold and silver, marked horses by their names and cattle and properties appeals to the worldly men. These are the comfort for this material world. It is with Allah which is an excellent abode, the family of Imran. Verse 14. Say, O Muhammad, shall I inform you of something better than these which are so dear to you, O worldly people? For those who keep from evil and are aware of their duties to Allah, there are gardens with rivers flowing beneath and pure companions and the blessings of Allah. Allah is watchful of His bondmen. The family of Imran, verse 15. What these verses come from the summit and offspring of gold and silver in this world. Those who keep from evil, which means those who keep from being attracted to these things which are evil. Attractions to the external world can understand the reality of the spirit. Even external world. Evil is not a being. It is a material world. Reincarnation, verse 27. You bring the living from the dead and bring the dead from the living, the family of Imran, verse 27. Lord, and praise Him by night and early morning, the family of Imran, verse 41. This verse presents that silence, remembrance of God and meditating on Him and His creation is a part of becoming closer to Him. What He can do or He cannot do, He can do whatever He wants to do. Non-believers, verse 54. And they, the disbelievers, devise their plans and Allah devised His. Allah is the best planner. The family of Imran, verse 54. Unbelievers think that they can cheat on God, especially by changing the scriptures, but they do not know that God is very aware of their hearts and will carry out His own plan for the universe. They change the scriptures or try to follow their own false egos in order to serve their own purposes. However, then God sends another great prophet, in this case Prophet Muhammad, to bring truth back to the light again. So the sun does not stay under the clouds forever. Truth should be accepted by all. That is the plan. God brings His religion again and again into this world. The people try to destroy it, but another prophet or spiritual teacher comes and reveals the truth from the Akashic records again, until eventually all understand and see the hand of God in history and creation. Then people should stop fighting the truth and accept it. Elected Ones, verse 55. Remember when Allah told Isa that, I will cause you to die and then your soul shall be ascended unto Me, and will clean you from calamities of disbelievers, and will exalt you above disbelievers to the day of judgment. Then unto Me you all will return, and I shall judge between you on what you used to differ. Family of Imran, verse 55. Why are Christ and His followers preferred over disbelievers? It is because He and His followers were always preferred to unbelievers. They are the elected ones. The people who followed Christ were elected ones, as the people who followed Prophet Muhammad were elected ones. These people have been reincarnated again and again and have set the world in the right direction. Later on, the world becomes corrupt again, so they have to come back. However, each time they come back, some new people will be saved and will reach higher consciousness. This process will continue until all understand the plan of God and establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. That is why Christ called them the salt of the earth in Matthew 5:13. Without these people, we would not even be here where we are now. That is why they are above disbelievers, worshiping one God, verse 79. A righteous human being whom Allah had given the scripture and wisdom and the prophethood will not say to people, "Worship me instead of Allah," but according to their duty they say, "Be faithful devotees of God by constant preaching and attentive studying of the scriptures." The family of Imran, verse 79. It says, "Those who Allah sends as His messengers or prophets do not tell people, 'Worship me.' They come and say, 'Worship the Lord.' For example, even if God incarnated Himself as a human and started preaching the truth, what good would it do for Him to say who He is? The only thing that would happen is that the people who followed Him would create big false egos and would start to look down at others. That is why those who take prophets as the Lord God or think they themselves are the only chosen ones do more harm than good for God realization." Also, this verse is helpful to observe some points that Prophet Muhammad was revealing, whom Allah had given the scripture and wisdom and prophethood. So God can give prophethood to anyone He wishes to, in any time of history, before and after Prophet Muhammad. It is up to Him. Even thinking that any prophet is the last is a sin, because we are saying what God should do or should not do. The Lord God has a great plan to fulfill, and He will not stop until it is fulfilled. Be faithful devotees of God by constant preaching and attentive studying of the Scripture. Here it is emphasized to read the Scriptures and share satsang. That is one of the reasons why religions have lost their validity, because people do not know about them, so they just believe whatever they have been told by other people or preachers. Attentive studying of Scripture. Study the Scriptures is one of the duties of the human. Those who believe they can find all the truth only by meditating are completely wrong. Study is a great part of spiritual progress. Worshipping one God, verse 80. Oh, this is tablet 3. Nor would He command that you take angels and prophets as lords. Would He ask you to become one of the disbelievers after you had submitted to Allah? The family of Imran, verse 80. Again, He says, should not believe in angels and prophets as the Lord. Angels and prophets both refer to those in pure consciousness who have been incarnated as humans, God-men or men-gods. It is true that they are God-incarnated, yet only the Lord God is the Father, and you should worship Him. Also, only worshiping one invisible God unifies humanity. Any other thing will bring disunity. Visible incarnation even represents the invisible. Accepting the other religions, verse 84. Say, O Muhammad, we believe in Allah and that which has been revealed unto us and that which is revealed to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes, and which was given to Moses and Isa and other prophets from their Lord. There is no distinction between them for us, and unto Him we submit. The family of Imran, verse 84. This verse means God is one. We believe in Him and whomever He sent. However, the scriptures were changed after they were revealed and many things were distorted. So Prophet Muhammad says we should understand these things and know that there is only one God for all of us and we should worship Him. In later verses, he says that it does not matter what you call the Lord God. Any good name you give to Him, He is, because He does not have any name except His sacred divine name, the divine vibration, the Word. He is that He is. In fact, everything in this universe is that it is. Names are only used to facilitate communication for humanity, not for creating concepts and barriers. Surrendering to God, verse 102. O those who believe, be aware of duty to Allah and be mindful to it, so you would not die as one, but as one completely submissive to Him. The family of Imran, verse 102. Islam comes from the word taslim, which means to be surrendered or submissive. Islam means those who have surrendered and are submissive to God. Therefore, believers are those who have surrendered themselves to God, Allah. So it is only necessary to be surrendered to be called a Muslim. However, the will of God she understood first. Then man should surrender himself to his will, God's will, and do his will, which is to establish the kingdom within and without. Be mindful means that you should approach the Lord with right ideation and devotion. Not doing prayers and spiritual duties is better than doing them automatically with no feelings. The devotion and reverence toward God should be created. All things belong to God, verse 109. To Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. Unto Him all shall return, the family of Imran, verse 109. It is true, all things in this universe were made by Him. So all things belong to Him. The hand of God in history, verse 137. There are many dispositions passed before you. Just travel on the earth and see how evil is the end of those who reject the messenger's truth. The family of Imran, verse 137. The children of Israel and the Jews denied the prophets and rejected the Lord God. They forgot why they had been chosen, so the Lord punished them as a lesson for them and others. Read the book, The House of Judah, Jews. He destroyed Jerusalem and scattered them all over the world. We want God to punish everyone right away, but He takes His time. He does it by His own time schedule. It might take lifetimes before you receive your punishment for your samskaras. Immortality, verse 169. Do not think of those who were slain in the way of Allah or righteous war as dead. No, indeed, they are with their Lord with a provision. The family of Imran, verse 169. In the Quran, in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10, in the Bhagavad Gita, 2:32. And in all the teachings of the great prophets, it is promised that those who are slain in the battle for establishing the righteousness, internally or externally, will not suffer the second death. They will be liberated. That is what Prophet Muhammad is saying also, because he who is ready to lay down his life for his ideal has overcome this world and its attractions, and that is liberation. Another point is the righteous people have provision with their Lord and will become immortal. Choosing the prophets, verse 179. Allah's purpose is not to leave you in the present state. He shall separate the wicked from the good. nor would he reveal to you the unseen, but Allah chooses of his messengers whom he will and reveals to them the knowledge of the unseen. So believe in Allah and his messengers. If you believe and are pure, yours is a great reward. The family of Imran, verse 179. Allah's purpose not to leave you in the present state, so humans will not stay in a low state, but will progress towards perfection or pure consciousness. Nor would he reveal to you the unseen because you are not ready physically, mentally, and spiritually to know about the unseen. But Allah chooseth of his messengers whom he will. Only those who reach very high consciousness will be chosen by God. He selects them so he can choose another messenger any time it is needed. So believe in Allah and his messengers. If you believe and are pure, yours is a great reward. So listen to and understand the messengers and high spiritual people by warding off the evil, which is jealousy and egotism, toward prophets and messengers. Meditation, verse 191. Remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on the sides, and contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth, which make them humbly utter, O Lord, you have not created this in vain or without purpose. Holy you are, preserve us from the torment of the fire. The family of Imran, verse 191. Remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on sides. So love your God with all your heart, mind, and being. Remember your God and meditate on him all the time, and contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth. So contemplate the creation. Think about the perfection of this universe. Then you should know that it cannot be by chance. Only those who have a narrow knowledge and a crude mind would think that this universe has no creator. You have not created this in vain. God created this universe for a definite purpose, to bring all to pure consciousness. He did not create this universe in vain. Those who do not understand this will be drowned in the lake of the fire of Maya. Preserve us from the torment of the fire. And I'm going to pause here for a minute, and I will turn the mic off, but Randy's going to pick up, so we'll be right back.
Shalom, everyone. I'll be continuing info in the Holiest Book, Tablet 4, Surah Women. Everything is done by God, verse 78. Wheresoever you might be, death will overtake you, even though you hide in strong towers. Still, if something good happens to them, they say it is from God. And if something unfortunate comes to them, they make you, Muhammad, responsible for it. Tell them, it is all from God. What is with these people that they do not even come close to understanding of the events? Women, 78. This means that whatever happens in this world comes from God. When something bad happens, it is a warning that you are not walking on the path. When good happens, it is a reward. In other words, we can say that this world is self-sustaining. The laws are set up in such a way that bad actions provoke bad reactions and good actions bring good return. However, God has complete control over everything. So a realized person will be content in both situations and will use all of his efforts for his purpose. Also, we have intelligence to do our best. Best Religion, verse 125. Whose religion is better than he who submits his will to God while doing good and following the tradition of Abraham, the upright? God took Abraham as a friend. Women, 125. The best religion is one in which you are surrendered and submissive to the purpose of the Lord while at the same time are helping others to reach their goal. Abraham was surrendered to the will of the Lord. Being surrendered is the greatest achievement for a spiritualist. However, this does not mean escapism. That is surrendering from ignorance. Be surrendered to the Lord's purpose, which is to try to establish the kingdom of heaven within and without, and surrender the results to the Lord. God took Abraham as a friend. This sentence shows completely that Father is also a unit consciousness, besides other things, like us, who is able to choose another unit consciousness as a friend. Also, whoever surrenders himself to him and his purpose might become as Abraham, his friend. Everything belongs to him as and is in him, verse 126. To Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and he encompasses all things. All things are within him. He is all and beyond. Women 126. Again, he created all, and all belongs to him. Also, he is all persuasive. He is all and is beyond all. Christ was not slain, verses 157 and 158. And they say, we did kill the Messiah, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of God. They did not kill him nor crucify him, but it just appeared to them as such, and as those who have different opinions about this certainly are in doubt, are lost. They pursue a conjecture. They surely did not slew him. Women 157. But Allah took him up unto himself. Allah is mighty and wise. Women 158. Christ was in pure consciousness, which means that he was immortal. So how can you kill an immortal person? That is why they just think they killed him, but rather in truth, he went to his Father in heaven. Indeed, all souls are immortal. Surah the Table Spread. Justice, verse 8. O ye who believe, be steadfast in Allah's ways and be an example for others in equity, and let not the enmity of the people toward you make you deal with them unjustly. Be just. It is nearer to righteousness, and be aware of your duty to Allah. Verily, he knows all that you do. The Table Spread, 8. You should not let your differences affect your justness, because justice is even nearer to righteousness, and righteousness is the way to become close to him. Prophet Muhammad was not the last prophet. Verse 54. O ye who believe, whoso of you turns his back from his religion, know that in his stead Allah will bring a people who he loves and they love him, kind and considerate towards believers, firm and stern towards disbelievers. They will struggle in the same way of Allah and will fear not the blame of the fault finders. Such is Allah's grace, which he bestows upon whosoever he will. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. The Table Spread, 54. This verse says that if Muslims or those who call themselves Muslims fail in their faith, duties, and following the real teachings of Prophet Muhammad, they will be disregarded. A new nation or a new people will be selected as the new forerunners of the champion of belief in God and will be completely in love with him. He will replace those who fail. God also will love them because they will be kind towards believers and stern towards disbelievers. They will be striving in the way of God. Who are striving with God? As you know, Israel means he who struggles with God. Who are those who struggle with him and his establishment and his kingdom? They are the elected ones. They are the children of Israel. If people do not follow the example of the elected ones which brought Islam, then these elected ones will be incarnated somewhere else and will again establish God's faith. They will become new Muslims or new surrendered ones. This again shows that Prophet Muhammad did not regard himself as the last prophet. Allah chooses of his messengers whom he will. Surah, Family of Imran, 179. There could be other prophets who will come with the elected ones and will bring the truth again and again on this earth. So in this verse, Prophet Muhammad clearly declared that he was not the last prophet. There would be more prophets to come. Anytime the truth is lost, a prophet will come. Following the ancestors of ignorance, in verse 104, when it is said unto them, come to that which God has sent and to the messenger, they answer, wherein we found our fathers is sufficient for us. Would they insist even through their fathers had knowledge and true guidance? The table spread, 104. It is true that you should honor your parents and your ancestors. However, if they are ignorant and a hindrance in your spiritual progress, you should not follow them, but always love and help them. To love someone is not to follow him. Of course, if they are also alike and advanced in truth, they should be followed. They can become both the parents and spiritual teacher of the person. Sirah Cattle. Evolutionary Process, verse 38. There is not one animal in the earth, nor a flying bird which flies on its two wings, but are peoples like unto you. We have neglected nothing in the book. Then unto the Lord all will be gathered. Cattle 38. This verse shows that the evolutionary process had been revealed to Prophet Muhammad. He said all animals are like people because they are a consciousness too. They are in the evolutionary process and will reach higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. Then they will become sons of the Lord and they will be gathered unto him. Reincarnation, verse 96. Surely it is Allah who sprouts the grain of corn and the date stone. Verily it is he who brings forth the living from the dead and brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. Cattle, 96. He created this universe and is the knower of the laws of this universe. He can bring the dead from the living and the living from the dead. He can do whatever he wants to do, so he can reincarnate also. If he can bring you once to existence, then he can bring you to this world again. The problem is that people think they are their bodies. We are not our bodies, but are our souls, consciousnesses. Our bodies might change, but the consciousness does not. In fact, the whole body, except for the brain, changes every 7 years. So which body will be resurrected? Even if we consider that we are the brain, if he can bring it once into existence, then he can bring it into existence again. In truth, we are the unchangeable, indestructible soul, which changes bodies from one lifetime to the other, as a person changes his clothes when they become old. It is the soul which will eventually reach salvation and will be liberated. And that brings us to Tablet 5, Sirah, the Heights. Reincarnation, verse 25. There shall you live, and there you shall die, and from there you will be brought forth. The Heights, 25. He said these things to Adam and Eve. They will live on earth, they will die, and again they will be brought forth from the dead. The Lord can bring into life anyone that he wants to. He can reincarnate. Sirah al-Hajr. The Purpose of Creation, verse 85. We have created not the heavens and the earth and all between them except with truth and wisdom, and the promised hour is sure to come. So forgive generously, O Muhammad. Al-Hajr 85. The creation was made for a definite purpose. Its purpose is to bring all unit consciousnesses to pure consciousness. The day of judgment will come to take all elected people in pure consciousness and help others to accelerate their progress to pure consciousness, because, as Prophet Muhammad said, all will return to him. Sirah, the Heights. The Laws of Samskaras and Karma, verse 13. Everyone's actions we have fastened firmly to his neck, and we shall bring before him in the day of judgment a book wide open, and he will be told, read your record, you are sufficient to judge yourself. The Heights, 13. That book is the reaction of your actions over your soul, which is the same as the law of karma and samskaras. Karma is the action, and samskara is the effect of the reaction of your actions over your soul. These reactions are like a necklace over the soul. On the day of judgment or spiritual birth, a person will know what these reactions were, like an open book, also referred to as the Akashic Records or the Universal Memory. He will know how he is getting rewarded or suffering for what he has done. However, some suffering or reward might not because of the law of samskaras, but has been inflicted on the person in order to guide him to the right path or give him a new experience for his later use, especially those who are in higher consciousness or pure consciousness. The human alone is enough to read his deeds, actions, and reactions of these actions over his soul, and to judge himself. That is what a spiritual person does in his meditation. By meditating, you start to bring these deeds to the light and see them face to face until you are completely free of all your sins. Samskaras. That is why most of the time the individual tribulation starts when a person begins to meditate. It is only by the grace of the guru, within or without, which are the same, that a person can withstand these reactions. However, with a zealous repentance of sins, samskaras, and by not repeating the same mistakes, the reactions will be taken from the soul by his grace. The purpose of all things is to guide the human to the path. When a person comes to the path, then none of them are needed. The path is to be surrendered to the will of God and to try to become divine and help others to become the same, establishing the kingdom of heaven within and without. It does not matter whatever pleasant name you call the Lord, verse 110. I'm sorry, I read that again. It does not matter whatever pleasant name you call the Lord God, verse 110. Say, call him Allah, adorable one, or call him Rahman, merciful. By whichever beautiful name you call him is the same. His are the most beautiful attributes. The Heights, 110. Any beautiful name which presents his wonderful attributes can refer to him. However, he is one and is the Lord God of the universe. In reality, he has one name. He is that he is. He is that divine vibration. He is the divine light. He is the Word, and the Word is He. However, you can call him anything, such as merciful, father, beneficent, Krishna, all attractive, mother, Parapurusana, Yahweh, etc., because he is all of them. At the same time, he is none of them, because he just is. Again, we see that the name Allah was chosen only to be able to communicate about God. It is a derivative of Elohim and other Hebrew roots which all mean God, or the Adorable One. In fact, there is no name for anything in this universe. Everything just is. However, for the purpose of communication, we give names to things. Unfortunately, people become so attached to the power of the words that they forget this simple truth. This is one of the greatest confusion created between religions, the barrier of the power of the word. As it is said in the Bible, names were given to things by Adam, man, Genesis 2:19. Before Adam, there was no name for anything, not even a name for God himself. He is the Word. All things are known to him by their purposes and characteristics. It is in the manifested world where there is a vibration. Names. Surah Taha, Evolution, verse 50. Moses answered, "Our Lord is he whom bestows upon everything its nature, Dharma." Then it was guided to perfection. How can a person be guided to perfection if he has only one lifetime to do that and fails? A lesson person comes again and again to this world in many lifetimes and is guided a bit each lifetime towards perfection, it would seem to be an unfair creation. There are some people who never even have a chance to think deeply about God, creation, their destiny, and so on. If we had only one lifetime, we did not have the chance to perfect ourselves, either from ignorance, being lost in Maya, or because of the situation we were in, then either God will not judge us, or if he does, we cannot say he is a just God, which he is. So it is necessary for humans to go through the evolutionary process until they reach perfection, pure consciousness. They will inherit on earth the kingdom of heaven, the pilgrimage, the 75. All of these senses are apt to be left behind, and you have no choice. You are completely helpless. These are only the attractions of the Maya to keep you from progressing towards the perfection of your soul. They only bring the human a bid, so you will be punished for misguiding others. So the false prophets will be severely punished. Know God by contemplation of the universe, verse 44. Allah has created the heavens and the earth for a purpose. Therein is definitely a sign for those who believe. The Spider, 44. By understanding how perfect the universe and all things in it are, we would know that it cannot be by chance. So there is a creator, and it will help us to become a believer. Warning Muslims not to fight with the Jews and Christians, verse 46. And argue not with people of the book, except with a good manner, which is best, save their unjust ones. Tell them, we believe in that which is revealed to us and in that which is revealed to you. Our God and yours is one, and unto him we submit. The Spot 46. We can see here that Prophet Muhammad was discouraging his followers from fighting and even arguing with the Jews Christians. However, later in history, there was a great fight between them, the Crusades. So it is the people who create these fights and inflict suffering on humanity by following dogmatic beliefs and bringing superstitions between people. It is not the religions that have brought suffering to humanity, but it is those who misinterpret the religions and present them this way to the people. Because of their ignorance and because they do not search for the truth themselves, they believe whatever is told to them. They become narrow-minded, and this brings suffering to humanity. In short, suffering comes from ignorance. Hell is in each of our lifetimes. Verse 54. They ask thee, hasten unto the punishment of the day of doom, but surely hell is already compassing the disbelievers. The Spider, 54. We can see that hell is already compassing the disbelievers, so it surrounds them right now in this lifetime. They do not have to die to go to hell. They are in the hell of attraction of Maya, which is attachment, desire, fear, shame, insecurity, and many other suffering related to this attraction. Sarah the Romans. On the resurrection day, man will be surrendered, separated. Verse 43. Before the unavoidable day which Allah has destined to come, people will be sundered. The Romans 43. They will be sundered by their actions. Those who have reached pure consciousness will be saved, and those left in Maya will stay in ignorance for a long time. Also, he who reaches higher consciousness because different is sundered. Reincarnation, verse 50. Observe, therefore, the signs of Allah's mercy everywhere, how he quickens the earth after its death. He is the one who gives life to the dead, for he is able to do all things. The Romans 50. He is the one who gives life to the dead, for he is able to do all things, so he can reincarnate also. Another point is the first is that the observe. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Another point in this verse is that, observe, therefore, the signs of all mercy, everywhere. He created the whole universe to help humanity to come from the unaware state to aware consciousness and will help them to eventually reach pure consciousness. So that is how you understand God's mercy and compassion in his actions and creation, by his signs in the universe. In fact, these signs are the results of his actions. It is exactly the same with people. You know them by their actions. You know God by His creation. This is a very small portion of the Quran which was taken to show how Prophet Muhammad and other prophets are saying these truths of the universe in different ways with the same understanding of the realities of the universe. They all understand these points. Number one, there is reincarnation. Number two, there is an evolutionary process and eventually all will reach perfection through that process. Number three, God is the generator, operator, and destroyer. Number four, God is the greatest. Number five, God has not been taken from anything and God has not been created. Number six, God has control over everything. Number seven, there is a purpose in creation. And number eight, the laws of the universe should be understood and followed by everyone. If we understand Him and surrender ourselves to Him, we accelerate that process to reach pure consciousness. So we will suffer less than those who do not understand and are lost in the attraction of Maya. Being lost in the attraction of Maya, attraction to the external world, we will bring suffering to the person, society, and humanity in general. It is the duty of the elect to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth and to bring humans to pure consciousness as fast as possible. That is when the end of the tribulation will come. The tribulation is to make humanity understand that there is a God, there are laws in this universe, and that these laws should be followed. Otherwise, there will be suffering and unhappiness in the world. The human should understand that he has no choice but to follow the laws of the universe in order to become pure consciousness where the bliss is. In fact, for a realized soul, suffering is a blessing. It is a warning that you have gone astray from the path of the reality of this universe, or it is a lesson. Whenever you come back to the reality of the universe, the right path, you will have joy. You will quicken, accelerate, and your soul's progress towards reaching the goal, pure consciousness. And when you do reach there, you will be in the bliss, God. And that brings us to the end of the Holiest Book 4, Tablet 7. And I release the microphone back to the room and say shalom to everyone.